Day 1, February 18th, Ash Wednesday. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 5, verses 6 through 15, and was written by the Reverend James Wimberly III, class of 2019 and 2024. Hope. Certain or uncertain? Amos served as a prophet in the northern kingdom during the prosperous reign of Jeroboam II. Unfortunately, Israel's hope was directly bound to their prosperity, so much so that it led them into a state of moral and spiritual depravity. As a result, the prophet Amos admonished them to turn from their depraved condition, return to the Lord, worship Him, and put their hope in the Lord. He warned them that if they did not return to the Lord, judgment would be the result. For it is wise to return to the path of righteousness, rather than to test the waters of consequence in rebellion. Hope is an often overlooked aspect of our Christian lives. Hope comes in various contexts. There is the hope of wishing, which is a state of uncertainty, relying on a measure of chance. Then there is the hope of knowing, a state of certainty, a confident expectation and source of motivation. Israel placed its hope in prosperity rather than certainty. When economic prosperity faded, their hope diminished as well. Those of us whose hope is in Jesus Christ have a sure hope of knowing that He is our Lord and Savior, not a hope built on earthly riches. We can learn a lot from this passage. The conditions then are terribly similar to those today. The rich are getting richer, and the poor poorer. The judicial system is used to further benefit the rich. As we observe Ash Wednesday and enter the Lenten season, let us prepare to commemorate Christ's love unto death. It is an opportunity to heed the appeal of the prophet Amos to repent. Seek the Lord, return to Him, and worship Him only. Is your hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness? Today's prayer. Father, thank you for being a loving God, full of grace and mercy. Thank you for being a long-suffering and patient God. Thank you for the greatest expression of love towards us, that you gave your only begotten Son for us. You loved us so much that, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for setting up a system so that if we sin, we can confess our sin, acknowledge our wrongdoing, and ask for your forgiveness. So, as we observe Ash Wednesday, and enter this Lenten season, let us do so in self-examination, deep reflection, a heart of repentance, and a heart to love you, serve you, and worship you more. In Jesus' name, Amen.